Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. We have another fantastic guest with us today that I know you're going to love. On the show, we have Chad Austin. He has been a leader in the fitness industry since 2003. He's the owner of Priority Fitness, located in Overland Park, Kansas. He is a best-selling and award-winning author of his book series, Make Fitness a Priority. Hi Chad, how are you?
Good, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here. Can you give us a little bit of background on how you got into fitness and into kind of getting the word out there to make that a priority in your life?
Absolutely. I've been a personal trainer for about 15 years now up here in the Kansas City area. So Overland Park, just outside of Kansas City. I think the Make Fitness a Priority message, which was the inspiration for the Priority Fitness, my studio name. It kind of came as I was evolving as a personal trainer. And so I kind of realized, early in my career, you know, as you learn early on as a personal trainer that people come to you fueled by short-term motivation. Mm-hmm. So there's something that is coming up that they want results for that has got them to come in the door. Right. And after several early years in my career of helping people get their short-term goals only for them to be temporary, short-term goals really just lead to temporary success. And you're realizing that the roller coaster that people are always on, it kind of made me change my mindset to make it more about how can this be a long-term thing? And so I think that's really what a fitness professional, what our purpose really is helping people figure out how to improve their life by making fitness a long-term priority. So that's kind of always been the message since Priority Fitness opened about how to help people figure out how fitness fits in their life so they can make it long-term.
Yeah. And that's such a great point because there are, I'm sure, a lot of people that come to you and say, you know, I have a wedding in 6 months, or I have this event or that event, and I really just want to get in shape for that particularly. And so that can definitely be detrimental in overall health, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wedding, family reunion, swimsuit season, or some sort of event. There's always something coming up that is, but hey, short-term motivation, anything that's motivation is good to get you started. It's just that whatever, you can't let that be the end factor. You got to let that grow into a deeper reason why, all right, you really want results. And so that's kind of what we help people tap into so we can help them get longer success.
Yeah, for sure. And what about people that, and I know this is pretty common for my listeners, and I know they're probably out there thinking this, what about the people that come to you and they're like, I am so busy and I just don't have the time, or I have, you know, chronic illness and I just don't feel great. What can kind of help get those people motivated and make fitness a priority for them?
Well, I think just kind of changing the way you think about that is first. You know, definitely, I've realized as I wrote the book series and Make Fitness a Priority, that when people say that I'm too busy, that's the easiest excuse we can do for anything, right? Is I'm too busy. But when people say that, what they're really meaning when it comes to fitness is I'm too busy to work out like I used to. Mm-hmm. And so like as our life changes and we have to adapt to change, we're very good at adapting to change when it comes to our family, our career, our faith, those kind of priorities. But when it comes to fitness, we're terrible at adapting to it. And we have this bar in our mind where whenever we are in the best shape of our lives of, you know, what our workout routine looked like and what got us the best results. And it's like once, anytime in the future when we're trying to get success again, it's like, that's the bar. And if we do anything less than that, it's like we're doing something wrong and we need to be ashamed of. And I think that's the first thing that you have to realize as your life changes. You're not picking up where you left off. You're starting with the plan that fits you now. And so whatever you did in the past probably isn't going to fit for you now because your life is completely different. Mm-hmm. And you can't fit a square peg in a round hole. So if you try to force something that you did before when you had all this extra time and you didn't have all the responsibilities and the priorities in your life you had now, then it's actually going to be detrimental and it's going to mess up the balance of your life. And so your other priorities are going to suffer. It's like when you figure out how fitness fits in your life, it's always going to change as your life changes. But if you do it the right way, it's actually going to make you better. I mean, it'll make you better with your relationships, make you better with your, in your job, in your career, in your faith, and as a husband, as a dad, everything. And that's what it should be, but it only happens if you figure out how it fits in the life you're living.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that you brought that up, and I love that take on it, because it's so easy to say, oh, well, I was a marathon runner in college and I want to do that again. But, you know, your life's completely different. And so maybe now you can't be a marathon runner, but that doesn't mean that it's all or nothing, right?
Yeah, doing less does not mean that you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean it's less of a priority. So that's something I've had to learn with my own experience. Because, you know, when I first became a trainer, I was brand new to Kansas City. So I didn't really have a social life. I lived right behind the gym, and I was one of the brand new trainers out of 15 trainers. So I didn't have a very big schedule yet. So I worked out like 2 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. And I had all the time in the world to do that. And I felt great. But now I'm a studio owner. I'm a writer. I speak. I have a family now, married. And so it would not fit now. And it would hurt the other aspects of my life if I tried to force it. So I've have to come to terms with the, it doesn't mean if I do, it doesn't mean that I can't still be in great shape like I was before, but what I do for fitness, that piece of my life has to look different than it did before because it just won't fit.
Yeah. It's a great point. I love that. So is there kind of a general rule of what is a good amount of fitness or a good amount of time to spend on your workouts every day? Or is it really just very personal depending on the person?
It is definitely personal. And so that's one thing when you're making your own fitness plan. So anyone listening, if you're coming up, what am I going to do in 2022? The last thing you should do is ask other people what they're doing. Just because it's working for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. There's no norm when it comes to fitness. There's no, this is the way to do it. It's what's best for you. And so you have to figure out how it fits in your life. You have, and it goes by, it could go by your schedule and how much time you have for it. It could go by your fitness level, where you're starting from. And everyone starts at their own, level. And so there's no wrong place to start. It's just figure out where you're starting from and go from there. But it could be that you do 2 workouts a week. It could be that being active for you is walking your dog, if you haven't ever done that before. And so, I mean, it could be, it's just no, fitness is scalable. So it's just, where are you starting from and where you want to get to?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great point. And since you mentioned kind of it's now 2022, here we are in the prime of New Year's resolutions, right? Like this is the season where everybody has a new goal and everybody has new plans. So how do you feel about, you know, fitness as a New Year's resolution? And do you see that being successful for most people who kind of start that way?
Well, I think of New Year's resolutions, you know, as a personal trainer, I help people set goals for a living. And just like any coach, no matter what field it's in, whether it's fitness or anything, you help people set goals. If you're going to help people succeed, you help people set goals. And so I think fitness resolutions can be a very positive. What's bad is the negativity that comes with New Year's resolutions. All fitness trainers hate New Year's resolutions just because of the negative reputation they have and the reputation that you're doomed to fail. And so I just want anyone listening, you should think of this differently. It's always, anytime you have a chance to hit the reset button and get a fresh start on anything you're striving for is great, but know that mistakes are coming. There's nothing that you're going to strive for that's going to be challenging that doesn't come without mistakes. With the New Year's resolutions, you know, we're just 2 or 3 weeks away now from hearing about how everyone's failed already. And I want to know who comes up with these stats and who's determining my failure. So if the first time I miss a workout or the first time I eat something that wasn't intentional and I made a mistake, is that supposed to mean that I failed the whole year and I just got to wait until next year to start over? Of course not, right? I mean, we have to understand that failing is part of the journey and it doesn't end your fitness story. You just have to understand that failing doesn't define you, what you do next does. And that's part of it. Every time you understand how to do better, how did this happen? How can I do better next time? That's how you get better at this, just like you do with anything else that's hard and challenging that you strive for.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And I think this is definitely the season for people wanting to make changes of all different kinds. So it's kind of goal setting season.
Yeah. And I would say that the biggest thing that people, you also need to keep your eyes on, knowing that mistakes are going to come is important. And so your journey's not over when you fail. Mm-hmm. But the other part of this that comes with New Year's resolutions, if you're in that pattern where you just start over every year, if it failed the last couple of years, it's probably going to fail this year. So you should come up with a new plan, right? And so the top resolutions every year, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to lose weight. There's probably another one I'm missing that's obvious, but smoking and weight loss are the two big ones that are every year. And if you're trying the exact same plan every year, and it's, you know, we know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, yeah. thinking that it's going to be different this time, right? And there's right. there's nothing proving you that it's going to be different, any different than it was in the past. So this is about problem solving. You have to come up with why has this been failing for me? How can I set myself up for better success? What's a better strategy for me?
Yeah, for sure. And do you find that people who seek out personal trainers or coaches or things like that tend to have a higher success rate than those that try and go it alone?
A higher what?
Success rate of keeping up with their plans and their goals.
Yeah, if you have a good personal trainer. I mean, there's definitely, just like in any profession, there's bad coaches, there's bad, maybe the wrong person for you yeah. out there. But definitely with any coach, you know, it's knowing that you're different than everybody else. So it's just because something worked for somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You have to be self-aware and have integrity, be honest with yourself and understand what's going to work for you. So it starts with you. And so that's one thing, any coach that's good at helping people, that's one thing you have to realize right away, that everybody's different. There's no one size fits all when it comes to helping anyone. It's how are you going to help this person? What's the best route to success for this person? And so I think that's how you know if you found the right person to help you, if they have your goals, they have you in mind when they come up with your plan.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we all don't fit in the same mold for anything, really. So yeah, that's a great point. And that's a really good red flag to look for if you're out there searching for coaches or trainers or anybody really to help you out in your life.
Yeah, that's a red flag. I had a blog I wrote before that was two red flags to look for when if you're trying to come up with a new fitness plan. People are always asked, you know, as a trainer, like, what's the best fitness program for me to get started with? And that's one big red flag. If it's the same for everybody, you know, there's so many fitness programs out there that it's, you know, whether it be a 30-day challenge or 60-day or 12-week or whatever, if the plan is exact same for every person that's in there, it's not going to be long-term for you, because there's no guarantee it's going to fit in your life. It wasn't designed with your lifestyle, with your fitness level, with anything about you in mind. Mm-hmm. And so if the goal is that you're going to work as hard as you can and get the most results in this time frame, that's not going to be successful. It should start with how does it fit in my life?
Right.
And so anyone that's listening, if you're picking up on some of this content and you like it, anytime I speak, you know, I love helping people make fitness a part of their life. Unfortunately only have 30 minutes with Brandy here today. So Beat Your Excuses is a website. I give all my podcast shows as a freebie, but you can go in there and you'll be able to get a copy of my first book on that. And so it's a good guide. If you're right now wondering, how do I get started for 2022? You just need to know that you can change one thing at a time. You can't change everything at once. If you try to change too much at once, you're going to change nothing. But at beatyourexcuses.com, that's where the people can get that.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that offer. I think that will be really beneficial for a lot of people. And I'll make sure everyone to put that in the show notes as well, so that you can easily click on and find that. That's really awesome. Thank you, Chad, for that.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit specifically about certain workouts. So I know that there are people out there who really prefer weightlifting, and then there's some people who really prefer cardio, and there's some people that really prefer, you know, running. So there's a lot of different types of workouts. And so for somebody who hasn't really worked out maybe ever in their life, or they're starting from square one after an injury or something like that, is there a particular type of workout that's really good for starting out, for like new beginners who are really, really just starting? Is there a good place for them to start?
Well, I think, I always think that, you know, there's a saying I love to repeat to people, where it says the heaviest weight in the gym is the front door. So I think, anyone, if you're getting started, you're brand new to fitness, just know that I definitely empathize with you. This is one thing my clients never hear me say, that making fitness a priority is easy. Mm-hmm. Just like any big life change, it's not easy. If it was easy, no one would need to, we wouldn't have to come up with a new resolution every year for it, right? Mm-hmm. And so it is definitely a challenge. But just know that There's no right or wrong way to get started. And if it's intimidating because you haven't done it before, then you should first reflect on all the hard things you've done that you once, before you tried it, you've never done it before. You once didn't know how to do the job you do now. You once didn't know how to be a parent, if you are. You once didn't know how to drive a car. So every hard thing, you will master and figure it out as you go. But it takes being honest with yourself, if you're someone that has a lot of exercises, like you said, that you love to do, then if doing something because you love it is always a good reason to do it. So if you find something that you like, then I would encourage you to find as many things like that, that you can do. So you can have some variations, but it's of stuff you like. Also on the other side of that, if you're someone who hates to work out, my wife, definitely, she works out regularly, but not because she loves it, but because she understands why she does it and she loves doing it. And so there's lots of ways. If you don't like working out, if you hate working out, if that's something that you've ever said before, there's nothing wrong with you. A lot of people do. Then I would just suggest that for you to be consistent, you really need to dive into your why. And I mean by that, why do you need to work out? So everyone understands the benefits you get from exercise and eating right. So you really need to dive into why you want those benefits, why you want to exercise to be a part of your life, so that when the going gets tough, you're going to know why you're doing it.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really great point, because it can be really hard when you don't like something, or when you don't feel like it, or when you've had a rough day, to kind of push through and make that happen.
Yeah. And so there's lots of tips to help you with that. One thing is an easy one, a couple easy ones, just combining it with something that you do love. So like if you hate to work out, then it could be listening to your favorite playlist or your favorite podcast or watching your favorite show when you do it. And then make that be the only time you get to watch that. So it's combining something that you really love with something that you maybe don't like. And so it's going to change it from being such a negative experience. Or maybe it could be with you do it with a workout partner, with a group of people that you like to be around. And so you're getting to have a positive experience of getting to see these people that you love, and it'll take away the pain of having to do something you hate while you get to see them. But there's definitely tricks you can do to change that association you have with workout from it being something you hate to being something that you enjoy because of how you set yourself up for it. And then really digging into why you're doing it, making sure you understand why it's important.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. And I want to touch on a little bit just about, you know, health conditions, because I know a lot of people that are listening on the show now have either, you know, chronic pain or, chronic fatigue, things like that. But really, there's so much power in just getting outside and walking, right? Like that, even if that's your starting point, that can be super powerful.
Yes. Yeah. Getting started from anywhere, moving, being active and moving, it's being fit. It's not just for, there's so many benefits. Okay. And so like when I have my clients do testimonials, it's never just about before and after pictures and a picture of people's feet on a scale or anything like that. My testimonial always starts with a simple question: that what have you gained by making fitness a priority? Mm-hmm. And so there's so many more benefits other than just what you look like or what the picture or things it could, but it could be, for me, everything started as a physical motivation and for just how I look and also how I compete as an athlete. But it's now my biggest motivation is how I feel, how exercise makes me feel. So it helps with my anxiety, helps with my confidence, helps with my mood, helps with my energy, makes me better with all my relationships, better as a husband, better as a coworker, as a mentor, and better creative. So I can be a better speaker and better writer to help influence others. And so whatever motivation you have, you just, you have to understand that what getting active, it could maybe just understanding and make sure you have a gratitude for while you're doing your yoga or while you're walking with your dog or being active, getting out and moving, what it's going to do for what the effects that it's going to cause you to feel better, to have more confidence, to have more energy.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you mentioned confidence, because I know that there are a lot of people out there, and I've had several messages from listeners myself that people have said, you know, I just am not confident enough to even walk into the gym. I'm not even confident enough to have that conversation of meeting a personal trainer and starting that process. So what's a good kind of way to motivate people that, you know, you're welcome in the gym and everybody starts somewhere? Like, what can you offer to those people that are feeling that way?
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And that is a common obstacle. You're not alone. A lot of people have this issue where they're going to be self-confident going to a gym. So I'm lucky that a Priority Fitness is a private studio. And so most of the time it's just me and my clients there's just four trainers that train at my studio. And so we never have a ton of people it's a very welcoming environment. But one thing I would say to you to help you get started, I mean, it's a challenge to step out of your comfort zone into something that's scary for you. And one thing I would do is make sure that along this journey that you're starting, that you have someone with you that is supportive. You're surrounding yourself with people, whether it's your significant other or just another group of people that are supportive and are going to celebrate your wins with you. And so it's very important in a fitness journey, especially if you have a big goal. So if you have a big weight loss goal, or if you have a lot of pain or immobility now, and your goal is to be pain free and move better, whatever it is, it's going to be a long term goal. I mean, it can feel like a marathon that the finish line is a long time away, and so you want to be every milestone, every victory, no matter how small it is, you want to be able to celebrate it, and you want to celebrate it with people who are going to celebrate with you. You don't want to celebrate. We won't waste your energy celebrating with anyone who's going to discount it and make it less than it is. You want to be able to celebrate every win that's along the way. And as you keep stacking those wins, your confidence is going to grow.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's definitely important to find people and to find places that make you feel comfortable and confident.
Yeah, because I mean, don't ever let anyone discount, you know, whether it be that you worked out every time you meant to this week, or you lost a half pound or a pound, you had more energy, you got up, and you didn't hit snooze once this week, no matter what it is. It may seem like a little victory to somebody else, but it's a major change in your life. It's a big win. And so you gotta celebrate all those wins, even if they seem small to some other people. So there's people out there who are going to celebrate with you. And that's important as you make a big life change. That's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also important to note that in fitness and gyms, there's all kinds of body types. So I think a lot of times when we think of fitness, we think of, you know, bodybuilders or like fitness models. And so everybody kind of wants to fit into that mold, but that's not really what you find when you go to a gym all the time.
No, it's not. And especially not if you go to the right gym. it should be welcoming for everybody. And a judgment-free zone. In our world, that's sometimes easier said than done. There's judgment and shame everywhere we go, but you don't have to stay in those places. You can surround yourself with the opposite that's going to be supportive. And just know that if you're someone who's made New Year's resolutions as fitness, and that's been something you've done a lot in the past, and you're always trying, you need to know that instead of focusing on the short term, whatever got you started, and if you have a big weight loss goal, a big fitness goal, just know that what you're doing is way past the goal. Really, what you're doing is you're trying to make an identity change. If you want to have long-term success, this is about becoming that person who works out all the time, becoming that person that has a lot of energy and never misses a workout, always feels great, always in a great mood. You're becoming that person. And so you should always be asking yourself, are my actions taking me closer to my goal or farther away? Am I acting like someone who is that person I'm trying to become? And it's a long journey. It's not going to be easy, but that's the mindset you need to always have. It's not just about a short-term goal. You need to look bigger than that. And this is about changing who you are and becoming the person you want to be.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I think it too, there are a lot of people who, again, I get messages from them because I'm always saying, you know, watch your nutrition, move your body, those kinds of things. And so I get messages from people often about fitness specifically. And a lot of times they're like, well, I don't feel like I can do a full hour. I don't feel like I can do 3 hours a week. Is there really a time frame that you should be shooting for? Or does it really just matter that you got up and that you went and tried something for that day?
Yeah. You know, Workouts vary and times of year vary. I mean, I always start with telling people about, professional athletes, even the best athletes in the world, they don't work out as hard as they can or capable of year round. Yeah. Nobody does. They have seasons to their competing also, because no one could handle not just physically, but mentally that all the time. And so your workout intensity is going to change throughout the course of the year. And there'll be times where maybe Monday's workout, you felt like Superman or Superwoman and you could do all this stuff. But then Wednesday's workout, you feel like it's the first workout you ever did. And so, there's going to be times and it's going to be unexplainable why you're having a bad day or why you're having a good day. And it's just really about just staying in your routines. And if you have a bad workout, or if you don't feel good, it's really about just knowing that that's going to come in cycles. And so when you have a good day, give it your all. When you have a bad day, just know that you still showed up and you did it that day and you stayed in your routine. You're still someone who works out, and you're someone who works out even when you don't want to and you don't feel like it.
Right. Which is a huge accomplishment all in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. Cause I know that people want to put kind of rules and guidelines on their workouts and what it should look like and how long it should be and how hard things should be. But when you're starting out on your own and without a personal trainer, without help, that can be very difficult, because a lot of times I feel like you can actually put too much pressure on yourself when you're not quite ready.
Yeah, you can. And there's always going to be setbacks. I'll share, me and my wife got to start 2022 with COVID. And so we're very organized when it comes to our goals. And so we definitely, within the last week of December, had a plan of everything, whether it be for our fitness plans or for our business plans, because I'm self-employed entrepreneur and she's very ambitious in her fields too. And so, it just derailed us. I mean, we're very fortunate. We didn't get as sick as many other people had with this virus. So we have some perspective, but it definitely derailed our fitness plan. And now it still feels like, so many people around here have gotten COVID lately. I think since Thanksgiving, it seems like our cases have just went through the roof in Johnson County, where I live. But so many of us, even my friends, I'm surrounding myself that are very fit individuals and probably at the top level of fitness. And it just seems like we've taken so many steps back. And it's a mental thing, knowing that it's just, sometimes that happens. Sometimes for one reason or another, you're going to have an illness, you're going to have an injury, you're going to have some sort of bump in the road that's going to make you have a setback. And that's part of the process. It can be very frustrating. Just know that it's not anything wrong with you. It's not nothing you did wrong. It just happens. And you just have to work through it and just try to, whether it be, it could be that I definitely don't have the energy to do my workouts that I would want to do right now, but it's more just about getting back in routine and staying consistent and just trying to do a little bit more every week. And it'll probably take me a month before I get back to the fitness level I was. And so that's just something that happens sometimes. You're going to have setbacks along the road, and you just got to not let them break your spirit and keep going.
Yeah, for sure. Cause it can definitely feel like you failed or like you'd have to start all over and those kinds of things, but really it's just about keeping going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that so much. Well, I want to thank you so much, Chad, for being here and for sharing all this wonderful information with us today. And if you have any other websites or any other way that people can reach out to you or connect with you, especially if they live in the area, I would love for you to share any of that now with them.
Yeah. Well, beatyourexcuses.com. That's the website I mentioned earlier, but it's a page where you can go and you can get a free copy of my first book. So I have Make Fitness a Priority is the name of my book series. There's three books in the series now, and I'll have another one here in a few months. That'll be kind of a new take on it. They're all on Amazon, and they're all just good guides for fitness, whether you're starting over or restarting or whatever position you're in for fitness. It'll be a motivational, there'll be some takeaways inside that'll help you along your journey. That'll be good. Beatyourexcuses.com. That's a good place to get started if you want more content from our interview. Make Fitness a Priority is where you can, where you can find me on all social media platforms, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And I constantly try to share good content that could be helpful to anyone. as I go. And I'm definitely the world we're living in now, we're all good at virtual training. So no matter where you are, I can help you if you want help. But that's at beatyourexcuses.com. You'll definitely hear from me if you go there. But at chad@chadaustinfitness.com, that's the way you can get a direct contact to me too.
Perfect. Thank you so much for all of that. And everyone, I'll make sure that that's in the show notes as well, so that you have easy access to all of the great ways to get in touch with Chad and his wonderful books and his gym, if you happen to be in the Kansas area, because I'm sure if there are people listening that are in your area, they're probably going to want to find you and reach out to you there.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Thank you so much. This is such a great topic and it's so important. And I know a lot of people struggle with this information. So it's been really great to have you. And thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening to another episode, and we will catch you next time.
Welcome to the show. And thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune, or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.